Good morning. Today we're going to learn about a famous, popular mitzvah, one of the favorites, and that is to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Orach Chaim Sima Tuf Reish Dalid Sif Aleph, mitzvah le'echol be'Erev Yom Kippur u'laharbas besuda, it's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, and to increase the seuda, have a lot of seuda, have a lot of food, and enjoy the food. And the Mishnah Berurah says as follows, mitzvah min haTorah. That means it's a mitzvah mideoraisa, not derabbanan, but mideoraisa, le'echol be'erev Yom Kippur, and to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to increase the schar of those eat as if they fasted. So when we eat on Erev Yom Kippur, it's as if we are fasting 2 days, the day of Erev Yom Kippur when we eat, and Yom Kippur itself when we indeed fast. So we have a number of interesting points, questions in this regard. Number one is, does this apply to women or only to men? Because on the one hand, women are obligated in mitzvahs ase shelo hazman grama, that is non-time-bounded positive mitzvahs, but apparently to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, that is a positive mitzvah. That is time-bounded because it only applies on Erev Yom Kippur. So on the one hand, there are some poskim who are of the view that women are not obligated because this is a mitzvah sase shazman grama. On the other hand, there are poskim who are of the view that women are obligated. We learn this mitzvah from the pasuk v'inisem es nafsho sechem. We learn it from the obligation to fast. So because it's based on that pasuk, the obligation to fast, just like women are obligated to fast on Yom Kippur, so too they have this mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Another rationale that women are obligated is the whole mitzvah here is for us to eat on Erev Yom Kippur in order to enable us to fast better on Yom Kippur. So just like women are obligated in fasting again, so too they would have the mitzvah procuring for that fast, which is to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. So we'll leave that up in the air. There are poskim who are of the view women are obligated. There are poskim who are of the view that women are not obligated. When it comes to kids, little kids that have reached the age of chinuch, so like many, many other mitzvahs, there is a mitzvah to be mechanech them, a mitzvah to educate them about this mitzvah as well. So there would be an obligation on parents to educate the children once they have reached the age that they can understand the mitzvahs. So there would be a din of chinuch accordingly to ensure that the children are eating on Erev Yom Kippur. And another interesting question, very relevant question, is when does this start? Is the mitzvah only on the daytime, which is after we daven in the morning on Erev Yom Kippur, after we daven Shacharis? Is that when the mitzvah kicks in and goes all day long, or does it start the night before? So there are poskim who are of the view that it starts the night before. For example, the Shlah brought by the Magen Avraham and the Eshel Avram from Batuch are both of the view that the mitzvah starts Erev at the night, the nighttime. So not only the morning, but starting with Tesa Kochavim, the night before, that's when Erev Yom Kippur starts. However, there are those poskim who are of the view based on the Rashi that the Chiyuv is not at night, it's only in the morning, and the Gra and Yad Ephraim ascribe to that view of Rashi that the mitzvah is during the day and does not start the night before. Have a wonderful day.